Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. It's our delight to have you on board with us today as we face the issues. I pray that you join in each day. Looking forward to your dialogue and discussion. You can have that dialogue and discussion jumping right in at any point in time that you'd like to. That telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. We invite your telephone call. We invite your dialogue and discussion. We're going to be talking about today, fact check. You know, on the Communist Network News, they always have this guy that comes on, and whatever President Trump says, he's going to do a fact check to determine if Trump is lying or telling the truth. So we're going to do a little fact checking on Joe Biden today. We're going to fact check some of the things he is planning on doing if he's elected and goes into the office as the Biden-Harris or Harris-Biden administration. However you want to couch it, it's actually a Harris-Biden administration, because Joe Biden is the shell. He is the empty suit. He is the Trojan horse that's bringing in Bernie Sanders and Kamala Harris and all of those, the Ilhan Omar group, AOC, and all of those that want to have a communist, socialist, Marxist, democratic governmental authority over us in America. We're going to be talking about that today. It's a very serious conversation, dialogue, and discussion. We invite you to participate. In fact, I'd love to hear from you. How are you voting? You don't have to give your name. Tell me who you're voting for. Why are you voting? I'd love to hear from you if you're voting for President Trump. Why are you voting for him? What is your intent? What do you think that he'll do for America? If you're voting for Joe Biden, how? Why? What are you looking forward to? What do you think Joe Biden will do for America that will be for the good and not for bad? Ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of Scripture. Jesus said in John 8:31 and 32, as he's speaking to his disciples, a very profound statement. You've heard it many times. Let me say it again. Jesus said to his disciples, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed. That is truly an indication of being a real disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ, a follower, a learner of Jesus, is to continue, that is to constantly be in, the Word of God. The Scripture then says, in the balance of that, those two verses, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. It's staying in the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. That is the truth book, and that knowing of the Word of God will set us free. Jesus said in John 14:6, I am truth. And then in John 17:17, the Lord Jesus says, thy word is truth. And so, ladies and gentlemen, that's of a serious importance today, in particular, in a day and time when, just as George Orwell said many years ago, as a secularist, he said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And that's exactly what we see taking place in our society today. We find two Americas in our nation today. We're a divided nation. We are, in part, those that still believe in the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. And the other part of America believes in simply what the socialist, Marxist, communist, BLM Democrats tell you, and that is the farthest thing from truth. But we need to understand the difference between truth and falsehood. It was the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus, that made a powerful, profound statement. He said, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death. And may I suggest that we're getting closer and closer to the era, closer to that time, that we're going to find, as Christians, we will literally risk our lives and our future when we stand for the truth. We need to stand for the truth even if we have to stand alone, even if we have to stand and face death. We need to defend the truth. There'll come a day when there'll be very few that's willing to defend the truth, if in fact we're not already there now. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff to answer all of your questions about hurricane preparedness equipment. They can answer all of your questions about power landscape equipment for the homeowner as well as for the professional. Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, is located at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. That's at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. It's the home of the U.S. flag, gigantic flag standing on a flagpole about 165 feet in the air. United States flag flowing 24/7. Find that flagpole. At the base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, the socialist Marxist media always say that they're going to do a fact check. I like the way they do that. Have you ever watched them? I'm not advocating turn to your communist network news, but they've got this round-faced guy that he's going to do the fact check, and he always finds that whatever President Trump says, doesn't make any difference what he says, he could say it's daylight, and they would find some reason to fact check and find out it's not really daylight because someplace in the world it's dark. And so therefore they do a fact check and somehow, some way twist the words of the president to make the president say things that he's not saying. It's what you call twisting the truth. Well, I want us to do a little fact checking today on the socialist Marxist BLM Democrats. In particular, I want us to look at some of the things that Joe Biden has said himself out of his own mouth, his platform, his stated purposes and what he wants to do. And listen, this broadcast in 1 hour will not be time enough to give us all of the fact check on Joe Biden. Keep in mind, he spent almost 50 years in the Beltway in Washington. Joe Biden has never had to sign the front of a check. It's always signed in the back of the check. Joe Biden has always been able to, as he bragged several months back about how he had withheld money to Ukraine until they agreed to stop the investigation into his son, Hunter Biden, and then the U.S. dollars were released to them. It's been discovered with documentation trail. Hunter Biden got about $1.3 billion out of China, about $1.3 billion. That's about $1,300,000 that went into a Hunter Biden account to, quote, be reinvesting for the communist government of China. Brought back to them, as I understand the article in reading it, brought back to the Chinese government some $3 trillion in benefits as a result of that. We need to understand that it's almost an impossibility in a brief period of time to give a brief point-by-point overview of the proposed Biden administration and what he would do. But ladies and gentlemen, Joe Biden says that as president, he would bring people together. I don't know if you've been paying attention to some of his diatribe. He says he'd bring them together. In fact, just recently at Gettysburg, a speech that he made there, he said that he would want to bring people together and the very next thing you see is an ad on television where he's demeaning President Trump. He's trying to castigate the Trump administration, calling Trump all kinds of names, including liar, hey man. Yet he says he's going to bring people together. If he's elected, he's going to calm everything down. Yet Kamala Harris, his VP candidate, says that the riots that's taking place now, in other words, the thuggery, the Black Lives Matter, the BLM, which is a socialist, Marxist, communist, democratically sponsored organization, that Kamala Harris says that the riots need to continue even after the election, she says. So we know several things, and those are the things we want to talk about today. Those things that we know about Joe Biden, his proposals, what he has said in the past, what he plans on doing in the future if he's elected as president. And I'm saying this, ladies and gentlemen, because we need to understand the gravity of what is going to take place in the next 26 days, the gravity of what's going to take place in America as we vote. And in many of the states, there's already early voting that started. And in that early voting, many hundreds of thousands, if not even millions of ballots have already been cast. We have a major conundrum where millions of ballots are being sent out in some of the states. I believe it's Nevada, Colorado, some of those states. We're sending out bulkly, in a bulk fashion, sending out millions of ballots to those that have not asked for them. In fact, in some cases, two and three to the same address, names, some of which are dead. We don't know who's going to vote those ballots. We don't know the end result of that. We do know there's a major fiasco taking place in America. We do know, without any equivocation, that on the night of November the 3rd, we'll not be able to sit up until 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 o'clock, sometimes 2 o'clock, to determine who's the winner of the election, because several of the states have already had lawsuits, and the winner get granted the opportunity to have 9, 10, 12, 14 days after, ladies and gentlemen, after November the 3rd, to be able to ascertain who the winners would be, or the winner would be from the presidential standpoint. But ladies and gentlemen, we do know that if Joe Biden is elected president, Biden will threaten our religious liberties. He will absolutely threaten the future of the church. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, House Bill 5, you may or may not recall me talking about it back months ago, House Bill 5, called the Equalities Act, sponsored and pushed by Nancy Pelosi, AOC, and Chuck Schumer in the Senate. In fact, it has 47 votes already garnered in the Senate. It stopped at that point. But it passed by 240 votes in the U.S. House of Representatives. And it's called the Equality Act. Under the Equality Act, ladies and gentlemen, with 240 votes that it's passed by, it will prosecute churches and Christians and Christian organizations for the refusal to embrace a sodomite agenda. It will prosecute churches and Christian organizations if you print, publish, or produce any material that's antithetical to the views and the goals of the LGBTQ community. It's called the Equality Act. And Joe Biden says that if he's elected, that's what he's going to do, is make that the law of the land. Let me just read you several paragraphs from a massive print article on that subject. The article says, Biden threatens religious freedom, suggests Christians with certain traditional views are dregs, D-R-E-G-S, dregs of society. This is produced, this article, October the 5th of 2020. Joseph Biden Jr. represents an insidious threat to the religious freedom of conservative Christians. He also represents a threat to Roman Catholics, even though he himself is a practicing Catholic. The Democrat may outwardly campaign on a platform of unity and diversity, but his candidacy truly represents a threat to traditional religious believers. Subtitle, disqualified from the Supreme Court. The most recent evidence of this insidious threat came last week, when Biden staffers suggested that traditional religious beliefs that homosexual acts are sinful and marriages between one man and one woman should be taboo, as to disqualify someone from serving on the Supreme Court. Further, he says, in fact, it was in 2018, when Biden described conservatives who oppose the LGBTQ as dregs of society. Ladies and gentlemen, if that's the way he views Christians, how do you think we'll be treated if he's elected as president? What do you think will happen to the religious liberties and the freedom of speech for the Christian churches and the Christians and the believers across America? This article further says there are a small percentage of American people, virulent people, some of them dregs of society, Joe Biden described. Biden again spoke of the HRC, Human Rights Commission, in June 2019 that on occasion he called the Orwellian Equality Act, that was his first priority. We just talked about House Bill 5, the H.R. 5, passed by 240 votes January of this year. He says the Equality Act is first priority. The so-called Equality Act would force biblical Orthodox Christians to violate their conscience on LGBTQ activism. It would also open women's sports and women's private spaces to biological males, undercutting fair play and privacy. Yet the Equality Act, Biden said, quote, listen to what Biden said, his words, I promise you, if I'm elected president, it will be the first task that will be done. I will send a message around the world, not just at home, but around the world, that the LGBTQ agenda takes priority over Christian beliefs. Ladies and gentlemen, if there weren't anything else on the agenda of Joe Biden, if he didn't have anything else to talk about that I'm against, I would absolutely vote against Joe Biden on that one basis, if nothing else. In fact, here's another article very similar to that. It says, Christians beware. Biden declares his number one priority will be the anti-Christian LGBTQ Equality Act. The article reads, get ready for more attacks on people of faith if Joe Biden is elected president. Biden announced at an event in Ohio on Saturday that his number one priority, if elected, will be to enshrine the LGBTQ rights into federal law via the Equality Act, a contentious Orwellian effort by left-wing bullies to silence Christians who believe biblical teachings on marriage and reject the view that boys can be girls and girls can be boys, end quote. Just like the racial justice and the women's rights, we're seeing pushback against all the progress we've made toward equality, Joe Biden stated. You know, you've done as much for straight folks as you can, as you've done for gay folks and lesbian folks, said Biden, crediting the LGBTQ advocacy group with changing the attitude of Americans on sexual issues. This is how you're freed from many non-homophobic straight guys, he said. Biden bragged to the group about how he came out in support of same-sex marriage in 2012 before the other Democrats did, he said. Biden called the LGBTQ rights, listen, the rights issue of our time, end quote. Turning to the Equality Act, Joe Biden said, I promise you, if I'm elected president, it will be the first thing that I will ask to be done. I will send a message around the world and not just here at home that the LGBTQ agenda is priority. Further in the article, where does this leave people of faith who refuse to celebrate the LGBTQ revolution? Biden doesn't say, but make no mistake, the Equality Act would result in widespread discrimination against every Christian and everyone who believes the Bible's teachings on sexuality and gender. Doctors would be forced to ignore science and perform transgender surgery. Bakers would be forced to bake cakes celebrating gay weddings. Students in the local locker rooms would be forced to shower with members of the opposite sex. There would be no safe harbor for conscientious objectors. And they won't stop there. Eventually, they'll tie government permits and professional licensure to this issue of the LGBTQ agenda. Refuse to perform a mutilation transgender surgery on a teenager. No medical license for you. Refuse to march in a city-sponsored LGBTQ parade. Hand in your gun. Hand in your badge. You're a bigot. Refuse to teach kindergartners that they can choose their own gender. Good luck keeping your teaching certificate. Refuse to hire homosexuals at your private college, Christian college. No accreditation for you, suckers. And it won't even stop there. Eventually, they'll come to our churches, too, according to the LGBTQ Equality Act, Equal Equality Act, according to House Bill 5. Joe Biden says he's going to institute every aspect of it. And ladies and gentlemen, if that is instituted from fiat, that is from an executive order, or by passing the bill that's already on the fast track to do so, it will cause Christians to be persecuted and prosecuted. Christian organizations that refuse to embrace the sodomite agenda and allowing the LGBTQ agenda to dominate, those Christian organizations, including Christian churches, will be prosecuted at the full letter of the federal law that says you must obey or close your church door or close your Christian school. Christian organizations will be required to employ those who are LGBTQ lifestyle, or you cannot continue to operate your church, your ministry, your Christian school, your Christian organization. Ladies and gentlemen, if you question any of what I'm saying, Google, pull up on your internet, the Equality Act, House Bill 5. Analyze that multi-page. In fact, Nancy Pelosi said, and I quote, Nancy Pelosi said under the Equality Act, House Bill 5, it will trump every religious organization and every religious agenda or goal. It will take precedence over, she used the word trump, it will trump everything that's called Christian agenda or the Christian conscientious objection to anything that's called a sodomite lifestyle. Yes, if Joe Biden is elected, ladies and gentlemen, it will open all locker rooms, shower rooms, restrooms to allow the perverts and the pedophiles into the ladies and girls' bathrooms and showers across the land by federal court, by federal order, by federal law. Yes, if for no other reason, I'm voting no on Joe Biden and a Biden-Harris agenda that will destroy the morals, the values of our churches, our Christian organizations, and Christianity in general. I believe we have a caller on the line. Go with the question and the comment, please.
Hey, brother. Thank you very much. Last week, I was kind of iffy about it when you mentioned the mayor here in Jacksonville. I'm very, very disappointed. He cowered to the homosexual mafia. There was a lawsuit, you know, because that's not a human right issue. You know, that's the lie that the homosexual community claims is a human right issue. Somebody sued that, claiming that, that there's no case for that, and he said that whatever happened, he was going to still stick with it, with what he did. And he called himself a Christian. I'm sorry. I don't want to, you know, send him nowhere, but by your fruits, you will know him. That's what I will never vote for him, or I will never support him also. So I was very, very disappointed. But that's the trick that this community use. They come like the victims. Once they get whatever they want, then they start forcing everybody to kneel before them. And that's very wicked and very evil. And you're right on point, brother, because that's already happening.
Absolutely. It is happening now. And you find in our city, when they passed here a couple of years back, they passed the HRO, the Human Rights Ordinance. I call it the Human Reprobate Ordinance because God's Word says in Romans chapter 1, verse 28, 24 through verse 32, that God's turned them over to a reprobate mind. But yes, our mayor has bowed to the HRO, the Human Rights Ordinance. Our mayor has bowed to BLM, the Black Lives Matter Socialist Marxist Communist Organization, and as a result of that, it takes away anything that we could call from a biblicist, central biblicist standpoint, the Christian worldview, the biblical worldview that says this is what the Bible says and that settles it. It has no room, no wiggle room for anybody to say, well, I can do this and still call myself a Christian. This is the reason, brother, I've said for some time now, quite a long time, that I believe it's an impossibility for a person to say, I'm saved, I'm a Christian, and vote for anything on the communist, Marxist, BLM, Democrat agenda that's called Joe Biden, the Harris administration, or that's the Nancy Pelosi, the AOC, or the Chuck Schumer stand. Yes, you're exactly right. And what we find is once this, you know, the old cliche, let the elephant get his nose in the tent and he'll be in the tent. Once you have started to approving segments of society as the LGBTQ and others, you're opening Pandora's box for the destruction of morals and ethics and the values in our community, in our state, and across America.
And not only that, to push their lies, they present themselves as the victims. So when everybody gets pity on their lies, then they're the dictator, dictating on everybody that you have to kneel before me, or if not, we're going to sue you. Look at the lady with the flower shop, the bakery. That's the attitude of these people. You know, they just come like sheep, but they are real wolves, and that's what they do. And I don't buy that for a minute. My wife works for the hospital here in Jacksonville, and she has, you know, degrees. She got master's in computers. But this hospital is so afraid that they are being called homophobic place to work, that they are putting people in place that they don't have the qualifications for the position. They don't even know what they're doing, because my wife had to train some of them. You know what the only qualification that they are in that place? They are either homosexual, transgender, or lesbian. And you cannot say anything, because if you say something or you are a homophobic, and they're going to sue you, or they're going to sue the hospital. So that's how bad it is nowadays. Even huge companies are afraid to deny a person like this, even though they don't have the qualifications, but they have to put him in that job because they don't want to be sued by a lawyer calling the company homophobic. That's how awful it is. And do you see England? It's already law in the curriculum from kindergarten on. They're going to teach their whatever LGBT, whatever confusion these people have in their mind, in their curriculum. It is a law now in England. It is sad. We need to speak up, brother. Have a blessed day. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, and God bless you. It's not under the law in England, but ladies and gentlemen, our caller is exactly right. I would challenge any listener, I would challenge any listener to prove me wrong or incorrect on this statement. Our curriculum in Duval County, our curriculum in every grade level from kindergarten up through high school has been absolutely proliferated, absolutely filled with the LGBTQ agenda, the homosexual agenda, and the Planned Parenthood agenda, a murder by way of abortion. Our curriculum under the guise of sex education is raw pornographic material being sponsored by the State Department of Education because it's being pushed by the Federal Department of Education, forcing our sons and our daughters and our grandkids to be absolutely inundated with the garbage they're being taught in the public schools. Yes, it is absolutely a sad shame that we're seeing major institutions like hospitals and universities and colleges, et cetera, where they're bowing to. In fact, all of the major huge box store organizations, they're bowing to the LGBTQ agenda. So if Joe Biden is elected, ladies and gentlemen, it will only be a natural for him to push that through. And he's already said with his own words, as I have just spoken, he has already stated what he's going to do. It's the first thing on his agenda. It is the priority thing on his agenda is to force the Equality Act, which is the LGBTQ agenda, on every American, including our churches, ladies and gentlemen. It's bad enough that we see churches now that have been forced closed. Many thousands of churches across America are still closed because the tyrannical attitude with executive orders of mayors and governors that refuse to allow the churches to open back up. Number one, the churches should have never closed. I've said that for months and months and months. We're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, the fact check. What will Joe Biden do in a Biden administration? Fact check number one. Joe Biden would destroy the faith and the future of the churches in America by the Equality Act that he's already stated that he would institute as priority number one. Number two, fact check, Joe Biden administration would cancel our right to keep and bear arms. Fact check, Joe Biden has already said that he believes that we need to outlaw all weapons. Fact check, Joe Biden has already said that the Second Amendment does not protect the individual rights. Let me just read you a blurb from an article. It's a massive article on the subject. Joe Biden told voters the Second Amendment does not protect an individual right to keep and bear arms. During the September 2019 town hall in New Hampshire, the ABC affiliate Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden made it clear that he does not believe the Second Amendment protects any individual right to keep and bear arms, and that the U.S. Supreme Court decision to direct in the District of Columbia and Heller with the versus Heller was incorrect. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to continue our fact check about Joe Biden and the Harris administration as to what they would do. Stay tuned. We're going to have top of the hour break for 1 minute for our news. After the news, we're coming right back. Keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, we'd love to hear from you today as you call in. Join the dialogue and discussion. Fact check, Joe Biden.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.